My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, on the road again. As you can see, we had an amazing time last night at the new St. Andrews College event here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So cool getting to meet so many of you and chat and get to know you better. I'll be in the studio later on today. I'm about to head back right now, but I could not wait to comment on the absolute shutdown of Zohran Mamdani by none other than New York Governor Kathy Hochul. The guy hasn't even been sworn in yet, and virtually all of his billion-dollar promises have imploded like the Hindenburg. I mean, seriously, this is like beyond the worst train wreck. And just like the whole fallout from the disastrous Schumer shutdown defeat, Mamdani's collapse promises to bring down the entire Democrat Party with it. So here's the setup. Imagine a city being promised that it could have everything for free. Right? Free buses, free childcare, free food, free housing. And then all those promises officially hit a brick wall. And as it turns out, it's a Democrat wall. It's the state's top Democrat, their governor, who comes out and says, yo, Mamdani, yo, there ain't no free ride. Everything you want is dependent on taxing the rich. That's precisely what Mamdani campaigned on. In fact, it was worse than that. He actually doubled down on promising to tax what he called whiter neighborhoods. I mean, this is literally tribalist politics, blood vengeance 101. Everything Mamdani wants to do is depend on raising taxes on New York's rich and affluent, but he can't do it alone. The New York State Constitution requires that tax hikes go through the state legislature in Albany and get signed by the governor. Now, of course, he never mentioned that on the campaign trail. I mean, why would he? He was too busy promising free stuff for everyone. Well, the campaign, of course, is now over and reality is finally hitting. Here's Governor Hochul.
We know that Mamdani does want to tax the rich more, bring it up about 2%. He can't do that on his own. You've previously said that you wouldn't be raising taxes. Have you reconsidered that stance?
No, I will say one energetic rally does not get me to change my positions, I assure you. But I do hear people's voices. I process what everybody says, but I'm also have to balance governing this state and making sure that those people who are actually the reason we have a generous, supportive budget that helps lift people up, it's their revenues that we tax. 1.5% of New Yorkers cover about a third of our budget. That's enormous. I'm concerned about out-migration of people who are the ones who are supporting our budget. I cannot make up for that with middle-class tax increases. I cannot do that to the middle class and the struggling New Yorkers. So this is the balance. I mean, this is my position.
Oops. I mean, seriously, you just had a mayoral campaign where the candidate who won ran on making promises as if he was running for middle school president. And after the election, the principal comes in and tells the kid, you know, we can't do all that stuff. You know, we don't have a budget for that. The mayor of New York cannot raise income taxes, period. And what the governor just said is something literally every economically literate analyst has said for years. Capital is mobile. Capital moves very easily. One of the unwritten laws of economics is when companies face unprofitability through taxation, they always leave. Companies have to turn to profit or they don't work. They fold. The only way a company works is if it's able to charge more than what it costs to produce its product or service. That's how employees get paid. That's what attracts investors. Companies have to make money, and they make money by charging more for their products and services than the expenses accrued by offering those products and services. And the major expense for companies is taxes. And if those taxes threaten the profitability of a business, what do? They pick up and relocate to where those taxes are reduced. This is why red states are booming and blue states are declining. And Governor Hochul, as you just heard with your own ears, Governor Hochul knows it. She knows that if she so much as even considers raising taxes on the richest New Yorkers who are already paying the highest income taxes of any state in the nation, she knows they're gone. And when they're gone, they take everything, direct tax payments, jobs, income taxes from those jobs, sales taxes from employees, and property taxes from now empty buildings. And the guy hasn't even been sworn in yet, and we're already seeing a mass exodus from New York. And those fleeing ain't their welfare recipients. They're the ones paying for the welfare recipients. But if you thought that was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
If you are one of the more than 50 million Americans who struggle with joint pain and arthritis, I mean, you know, even the simplest of movements can be so difficult. And while there is no known cure, experts agree that reducing inflammation is key to maintaining mobility, comfort, and quality of life. So that's why so many people are turning their attention back to one of the most studied and trusted medicines in the entire world, ivermectin. It's been prescribed globally for more than 30 years and even earned the Nobel Prize in Medicine for its proven ability to fight parasites while supporting overall health. New research also explores how it might help modulate inflammation, providing a foundation for immune and cellular balance. But here's something most people don't know. About 58% of the world's ivermectin supply actually comes from China and 75% from Asia overall. Not the wellness companies. Introducing American-made ivermectin, compounded and quality tested right here in the United States. You'll get an FDA-approved 6-month supply of 18 milligram tablets designed for 4 21-day parasite cleanse cycles, all for just $3.33 per tablet, far below what most pharmacies charge. Click on that link below right now or visit twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to save $44 off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley, helping Americans take charge of their health with confidence and care.
So almost on cue, Hochul's blowing apart Mamdani's socialist fantasies has triggered open war inside the Democrat Party. Activists erupted on social media. Hashtags like primary Hochul and tax the rich now started trending. AOC's Orbit is already plotting to replace Hochul, while moderate Democrats panic over losing business and donor support. And this on top of the growing calls to oust New York Senator Chuck Schumer over his shutdown disaster, and Hakeem Jeffries as well, the House Minority Leader. He's getting primary. But that's just the start. You see, the civil war in New York's Democrat ranks mirrors a national reckoning. And it's giving President Trump an extraordinary opportunity to refocus his America First domestic agenda. And that's, of course, because America First is actually rooted in reality. Trump is first and foremost a businessman. He understands economics. He understands finance. By contrast, blue states like New York are forced to face reality as job losses mount, investment flees, and voters realize the cost of chasing leftist illusions. And while Mamdani and Hochul battle, everyday New Yorkers pay the price. Business owners pause investments, landlords panic, and the state's tax base continues to shrink. Again, remember, currently, right now, the top 1% of New York City taxpayers pay 40% of the city's income tax. If Mamdani's plan were implemented, that would rise to 60%. So what that does is it creates what economists call a catastrophic concentration risk, meaning that the entire city budget becomes dangerously dependent on a tiny group of highly mobile residents who can afford to leave. Why do you think Venezuela collapsed into such a disaster after the socialist revolution? It's because of the catastrophic concentration risk. All of Chavez's promises were built on confiscating Venezuela's wealthiest residents. So what did they do? They fled. They picked up and they left. And now there's no longer any liquidity. There's no longer any tax base from which to fulfill their socialist promises of free stuff. So basically everybody starves. Welcome to North Korea. Welcome to Cuba. The only way economies thrive, like we saw when China adopted the Singapore system, is if you allow the human entrepreneurial spirit to flourish. And Mamdani wouldn't know that spirit if it bit him in the arse. So the key here is that capital is already fleeing the city and the state. That's forcing their governor, Hochul, to shut down any prospects of raising taxes on New York's wealthy, which in effect has officially blown up Mamdani's promises of turning the city into a socialist mecca. That socialist shutdown has enraged the progressive far left. We're now preparing to primary the whole of their establishment in a brutal Democrat civil war, all the while President Trump and the Republicans pivot to implement a thriving America First domestic agenda, awakening economic flourishing. Strap yourselves in. This is going to be one awesome ride. See you back at the studio later today. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.